welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utteries. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Galatians. We're in chapter 3 with verses 19 through 22. Why then the law? It was added for transgressions until the descendant came to whom the promise had been made. It was promulgated by angels at the hand of a mediator. Now there is no mediator when only one party is involved, and God is one. Is the law then opposed to the promises of God? Of course not. For if a law has been given that could bring life, then righteousness would in reality come from the law. But Scripture confined all things under the power of sin, that through faith in Jesus Christ, the promise might be given to those who believe. To believe conquers all things. Amen. Think of Christ as your everything. Before you make any decision, call on the Spirit of Jesus and seek to know His will. Once you believe this, everything that happens has God's love, faith, and hope all over it. No matter the consequence or end result of the world's happenings, God creates practice, prayer, and proclamation of His purpose, His plan, and His peace for your entire being to embrace, where nary a frown occurs, because you will never feel the sting of shame, for it melts into the Spirit of truth, allowing your belief to become stronger and stronger until charity is your way to live, providing hope, honesty, and health to anyone. Amen. Please pray with me our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my children, especially Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Prayers for those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for special intentions that are held into the silence of those who are seeking to return to the church, knowing that the true presence of Jesus is awaiting their arrival. As we pray for the dying today, those who are seeking life eternal in their last breath, may they be given the peace to let that breath go. As we pray for Holy Mother Church, in Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of the letter to the Galatians, chapter 3. We're in verses 19 through 22. It's a three-stanza poem. Starts with tri lines, goes to quad lines, and ends with five-lined stanza. It's titled, Belief Given Those Without Pun. You'll understand why in just a moment. Law, then why? Transgressions added it. Coming descendant cry, promise his wit. Angel promulgated was it. Mediator's hand was given. Mediator none, for one. Also God, Son, one. God's promised oppose, law pout, life-bringing righteousness reality come, confining Scripture under sin's clout, Christ Jesus' faith, redemption won, belief given those, without pun. Amen. I'm Tom Shokers Wiggins. It's February 16th, 2022, recording this morning early. at 6:14 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. We're doing a novena prayer for 9 days. We're praying for Sister Madeline, lifting up a young sister wanting to surrender her life to Christ in all things. She will be the face of Christ in her life with our prayers. And we pray for her. We pray for our good friend Shauna Marie as we close today at the 6:03 mark in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.